Don't touch the potato.
I'm just seeing how hard it is.
We sit at the head of the table and our focus shifts to an afternoon showdown with the Knights. Welcome to On the Ranch. Welcome to On the Ranch, episode 157, brought to you by Molly Malone's. Still have no idea what the slogan for that pub is. Anyone? Cole? You need to write in and tell us what it is. Townsville's favourite Irish pub.
I believe you're right on that.
On what?
The Townsville's favourite Irish pub is both their slogan and a factual comment.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I just went to their website and that's what it says. Hi, that's Morgan.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Morgan.
Welcome to the week.
I'm Rob. That guy is Pistol.
Good evening. And they also have a neon sign there called Addicted to the Shindig.
They do. You gotta be careful how you say it. And Billy joins us once again because he's the video guy now.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Resident piece of the furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downgraded his subscription too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. That didn't go under the table, did it?
Now that he's shoehorned his way in, he doesn't care about giving
he doesn't have to pay any more money. We'll sort that out.
Rude.
I've got one of those square tappers in the car. We'll get him on the way out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Good idea.
Like Our Lady Ross tappers?
Yeah, say tap, tap, tap.
All right, well, we're half an hour into it. We're nice and warmed up and we lay, tap, tap, tapped our way through a whole bunch of conversation there. All thanks to YesPF, Property and Finance, for your residential, commercial, business and rural sales.
A lot of industrial going on right now.
Is there?
I believe so. Well, look at that shed right there on your screen.
That is a shed, and I believe that comes under commercial.
That's a good-looking shed.
There's a bull bar and ute manufacturer.
Yep. What else we got?
You could get a 10-year net lease out at Blacks Road Charters Towers.
Oh, that'll be good value. Good yield.
Probably.
Great yield.
Great yields.
Yep.
A Hughenden Landmark investment.
That's what you want.
Victoria Street, Mackay, CBD.
That's prime in the CBD.
Yeah.
How much land is out at the Hughenden?
Out at Hughenden, it is a, don't know, it's large. It looks like an ex-tire place.
I bet it's on the highway too. Great frontage.
Potentially, yeah. Look, residential listings as well. Ross River Road with a commercial kitchen in there. There's the beach house out at Bushy Beach.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of sold listings. Look at this. Look at them all. Look at them all. Look at all the sold listings.
There's a lot.
Go to yespf.com.au.
What an agent.
What an agent. Yes, he is. All right, postman this week. And, of course, somebody's put in the running sheet, Pistol number one tipper in all the land. What a guy. Build a man a statue. Moving right along.
Hey. Whoa. Let's dissect that person. Who texted that in?
Oh, I don't know. It must be Uncle Merv. We haven't heard from Uncle Merv in quite some time.
So, number one tipper in all the land. Yeah, you know, I think build the man a statue does sit true. But
I vaguely remember 2 or 3 years ago, you tipped a perfect round. You tipped 8 from 8. I think it's the first time ever, and it was round one. Maybe three or four years. Our very first season. It's about 5 years ago then.
I thought you got one last year too.
Yeah, but not round one.
He's never been top of the table. Sorry, this is the second time he's been top of the table.
Pete is known to go early. So he's not a stayer.
Allegedly.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Don't expect it to last.
When you come 38th or some bullshit number this year, and you've never been in the top 10.
I'm looking for top 10.
And I come dead last. It doesn't matter because at one stage I was on top, something you will never succeed at.
That is very true. I can't defend that, but I'm going top 10 this year.
Never say never.
Never say never. Top 10, baby.
Never now.
Please.
Yeah, not like you to go the early crack.
Have a look at you.
Eddie Hewitt said, please consider others when making time announcements. The Warriors are on at 6 p.m. Friday, the rest of the world time, not 5 p.m. 1954 Queensland time.
Yeah, we discussed this in the Patreon, but Eddie, daylight saving is for schmucks.
100%. No one cares.
Only an idiot would cut 2 inches off the bottom of his blanket and start to the top of his blanket and say he's got a bigger blanket.
Indeed. I do like a nice big blanket.
One of the most sensible things I've ever heard Pete say.
Now, Pistol's haircut fundraiser. Pistol, what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm killing it. And a massive thank you to everyone.
But what are you doing about your hair?
Yeah, shaving it.
We just want to know when.
27th of April.
Great.
It's on the Saturday of the Cowboys taking on Panthers. Venue at this stage is definitely Molly Malone's. Just a couple of intricacies to sort out with how and
up on stage. What?
Oh, yeah, somewhere there, probably on stage. Wherever's going to be easiest.
Who's cutting it? Who's got the shears?
We've got a couple of hairdressers lined up as contingencies.
Is it true that if they make a huge donation, we're talking $500 or more, but they get to have a cut at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Can we pull some money together here?
We can. Have a go, yeah. How much is it to just go straight down the middle?
Just again, look, $1,786 so far. So there's been a couple of big donations. Shout out to Chris Liao on that. He put $200 in the other photo. Day.
Really?
Yeah.
$200. Shout out to, what's his name?
Chris Liao, Chowie from Indoor Cricket.
Shout out, Chowie.
Amongst a lot of other people, the generosity has been unbelievable. I was expecting $10, $20 donations. People are definitely short pockets and long hands on this one. So massive thank you for everyone involved. Plenty of time to still get them on board because it is the 27th of April. Goal was $5,000, well, is $5,000. Up to $1,786 at the moment. So I'm hoping we should be able to smash that out.
And what's the cause again?
Shave for a cure, so blood cancer and all cancerous sort of thing. So donations are definitely going to a good cause on that. Being a bit affected by some family members and close friends with going through the dreaded C at the moment. So thought, why not better and donate my hair off and shave it.
And someone's going to wear it afterwards. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, well, talking to a few of the hairdressers, if you've got over 30 centimetres in length on a ponytail, which mine smashes out of the ballpark, I'm almost up to 40, and you can get up to about 4 wigs.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
So
4 wigs.
4 wigs, at least.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, it's a hairpiece and whatever, but
doesn't
from
matter.
All reports...
Doesn't matter that it's grey?
It's not grey.
I don't know.
But all reports, you know, they go to a good cause with the kids and everything on those wards, and just something like that brings a massive smile to their face. So,
very good. Well, we've I think we've put that somewhere on the socials, but we'll boost that one up again.
Yep.
The links to that one, and get on up and let's see if we can hit 5,000. There's what'd you say, 27th of April? So there's a good 6 weeks.
6 weeks away, and yeah, be shaving all over.
How's the nerves feel? Are you nervous? Are you ready for your new look?
I was happy to go to a number two. I was all fine with that. And then everyone's saying you've got to go number one. So
onesie, yeah, onesie.
It's if we hit $5,000, it's going number one.
Yeah,
sweet. If we don't hit $5,000, it'll be number two.
Yeah, I think it's going to zero.
Let's pump it up.
I'm getting the razor blade out.
Yeah. Shit.
You'd be that guy from Predator.
And if we can get to 10, then yeah, I'll go underbelly razor cutthroat.
10. You can actually scalp it.
Can I suggest for 10, you go a 1, but then you bleach it M&M style.
Oh, yeah. No, let it grow a little bit. So there's something there to bleach.
A real Pete Shady.
Do it.
No. That'd be good. I like that.
Do it like bright blue.
What about Cowboys colours, like spots, like a Dalmatian?
Oh, okay.
Blue and grey.
Blue and grey with a yellow stripe.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Like the Australian flag, but instead of the Union Jack, it's the Cowboy logo.
That works.
It's our logo.
Well, it's our logo. Yeah. On the
you know how how little kids, right? They get the cool little, like the zigzags, and they get the stars shaved into their head when they're like, 8 years old. You could get the logo shaved in on each side and back.
Get the horn. You know how they do the horns with the horns like up. The razor bits?
Yeah, horns up.
Yeah, do that.
Horns up.
Just do it. All just do it.
Okay.
All right, we'll put the link up on the socials.
Look at you.
I'll do whatever's required for charity.
Good. All right. Well,
I actually did another blood donation on Thursday as well. 26 now. Yeah.
Build a man a statue.
Yeah. Number one
that's
tipper.
That's two statues we've got to build him now.
Oh, shit.
Number one tipper and just all around community good guy.
Yeah, all right. We'll just knock off the JT one and put you on there.
Yeah.
Look. I'm not going to be here this weekend. I'll be in Catherine, as we mentioned.
He's going to Catherine.
If you can photo print copy my mug and stick it onto the JT statue and get a photo with it, yeah, do that.
Done.
And then I'll do all that dyeing and everything.
When we get it shaved, before it gets turned into wigs, we'll just put that on the JT statue. Just the lovely locks.
That would be a good look.
JT statue.
That would be a great look.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Morgan, you've got some parcels.
Yeah, we've got some parcels to present. This is exciting. Finally. This is exciting. So it turns out...
12 months later.
Turns out that you can ship something from Sweden to Townsville in about a week and a bit. Does take about another 8 months to get it from Bowley to Mount Louisa here, where we're recording.
Right.
So that is definitely... on me, that is where we've fallen down a bit. I can't blame DHL.
We're not blaming DHL, Australia Post, DHL. Swiss Post. I would love to.
No, but we have fallen apart a bit here. Now, this is thanks to our great friend Carsten from Sweden.
Switzerland.
Oh, that's the same thing, right?
It's not.
It basically is.
He's like going to fly over here and punch you.
Yeah.
He's
bigger than you and me put together.
Yeah. I made that mistake on purpose. Shout out to you guys.
He didn't. He likes ice hockey
because they can fight.
He does like the violence, this man. He has sent us some cowboy drinking chaps drink markers. So we'll put them up to the camera. Billy, how's the zoom on that looking? Oh, mate, come on.
Looks good.
We practice this. So we can put them on the interesting thing is they are topless.
Pretty sure that's Pete.
I think it is Pete. It looks like his butt. So having a drink.
Is it a good looking rump?
We should have had these for Molly's the other night when we were drinking the Guinness and Molly's. So it's so you know whose drink is whose.
Right.
Right. So you little cowboys, you put them on the edge of your glass and for a bucking good time.
Honestly, by the end of the night,
yeah.
These two in the middle here, you'd be that. It's just a shade difference.
They look interchangeable. It's like the Lego. I think they go together. So we'll pass these around. So there's a little.
Oh no, I had a good look at them before. They've got a little name on the back.
Yeah, they all have names.
Oh, Butch, Buck.
Makes sense.
And I can't see the other two dudes.
Pete.
If one of them is named Pete.
Pete.
Oh come on, old man! Do you need Pete to get the bifocals out?
No, it says number one tipper.
Oh.
Good one, Pete. That's good.
Won't be yours then. Oh, we'd have to break. Oh, don't break them.
Rob's doing the old put the glasses down the end of a nose.
I've got to do that to see up close now.
Okay, old man.
This is your future.
You young kids these days.
It's your future right here.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, that's a worry.
Well, thanks very much for that, Carsten. We'll finally get those ones onto our drinks. Probably not these drinks.
Thanks, Carsten. That's on me for the delay, 100%, I can say.
Boring old creaming soda.
No, we'll get it on the Guinnesses down at Molly's.
Absolutely.
When we're doing the bloody crumb steak Tuesday.
Yeah. And shaving our heads. Oh, he's shaving his
head. Shaving Pete's head.
Not shaving mine just yet. I'm working on mine for next year.
I reckon we all go to shave when we're down there. What do you reckon?
All at the same time? Yeah. I don't think Billy's in on that.
No? All right.
Well, see, you usually always get a short haircut.
Yeah, I'll go for one.
And you just keep a top little...
Yeah, a little toughie. Lettuce on the top.
So this is my proposal. If we get to $5,000,
yep.
And then on the day, a bit of Karma Keg, whatever, you get to $5,500,
yep.
I want to see you colour your hair, but not with a spray. I want it to be a dyed, permanent, three-week job.
I have done a full dye job, green. So the day I graduated school, in that afternoon, we all dyed our hair, and I went full bright, like fluorescent green. Yeah, it was a real vibe. Green? First colour on the shelf. No good reason. I was already probably fairly up it, so.
Wasn't that long ago by the sounds of things?
No, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't because secondary school and secondary colour?
No. Colours for the school was...
Don't worry. Just carry on. We'll move on.
Yellow and blue.
I recently went to Melbourne and...
We're talking about 8 weeks ago here.
Couple of weeks ago. And it was to see Taylor Swift. And I visited a place that could be known as Pete's spiritual home, right? Very close to his heart. I wish Pete was there. I would love to have gone there with Pete. Unfortunately, he wasn't with me. It was there for a very limited time. It's touring the world. And I went, this is my opportunity to show Pete how much he means to me by bringing a piece of this back for Pistol.
Didn't get invited to his 41st birthday dinner on January.
This is to make up for it, okay? So very carefully, this is very valuable, okay? I'd like you to unwrap that and feel free to show the world what I have got you.
Okay. Looks like a mole bowl. Could be not a mole bowl.
It's a carver.
I don't know what a mole bowl looks like, sorry.
For the camera, Pete.
Just like a regular bowl.
Thanks, Billy.
what have we got here?
What is it, Pete? Oh, you can't see it.
Oh, that is unbelievable, Morgan.
Get your glasses.
What do you reckon?
That is outstanding. You've done well.
Done well?
It's a mug and it's got the white star line, which... is the shipping company made by Harlan and Wolff that produced Olympic Britannica and some ship that sunk on its maiden voyage.
What's it called again?
Titanic.
It is a replica mug from the Titanic. I went to a Titanic worldwide
third class
exhibition. I couldn't afford the first, mate.
That would have been.
That makes sense.
The flights are expensive.
I'd be down to it, an Irish chicken. You're a Jack and Rose.
That would have been steerage, mate.
That would have been Jack's cup. That could have been Jack's. That looks like the cup of a carpenter. Of Jack.
I pried it out of his cold, dead hands.
I can feel Jack in this cup.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So they had an exhibition. They had, I think it was 300 exhibitions, like exhibits from the Titanic. So this is stuff that was at the bottom. They brought it up. They had a bit of a hull you could touch. They actually had the real rinky-dink Titanic artifacts that had been brought up from the ship. And they had a little store at the end, as they all do, and they had a replica mug. And I thought, nothing is better for my friend Pistol than a replica Titanic mug that Jack or Rose DeWitt Decatur or who's the guy? Carl?
Caledon Hockley.
Caledon Hockley could have been sipping from.
Caledon was not sipping from a third class cup.
Probably not.
Or Fabrizio or Tommy.
So I hope you enjoy that, Pete.
I will treasure that, Morgs. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is that going straight to the pool room?
That is not even getting out of its wrapper.
I mean, it's already out.
Well, yeah. That's actually definitely a nice pool room material.
Yeah. I could drink a tea out of that.
For sure.
Should we christen it with a bit of bourbon or something?
Yeah, a little bit of rum, a bit of bourbon, a bit of Soco.
Do it.
A bit of Southern.
Yeah. What did they drink on Titanic? Whiskey? Probably whiskey.
Seawater.
Gin.
Seawater. Brandy.
Lots of seawater.
Brandy.
Well, in the end, yeah.
Shit,
hang on. Actually.
I believe on the left-hand side of a ship, I think they drank port.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, didn't see that coming.
I don't think you did.
Yeah. I didn't, actually, surprisingly. That was well done. That was
under green knot.
A terrible dad joke.
Touché.
I commend you on that.
You're welcome. All right.
Yeah, there's that roving Titanic Museum that is in Melbourne. I think it comes in April as well.
That's when I was at.
Yeah, no, it stays till April.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So if you can get down there, it's at Carlton Gardens, the exhibition building.
Carlton Gardens.
Go over Blues. Fantastic exhibit. I highly, highly recommend it. I actually touched a bit of the hull that they'd brought up. Like, I've touched the Titanic.
You've touched it?
Yeah, and about a billion other people have touched it. But trust me, whiskey. I sanitised my hands afterwards.
So you've done something some billionaires have never done.
Well, they never made it, did they? I have done that, yes.
Yep. Well done.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've got photos, Pete. I'll show you later.
No, that's,
I took
that's
lots of photos to show you. It was very cool.
I'm hoping to get over to Ireland maybe when Meek is on a two-week break.
Going to Dubai.
I'm hoping to see if we can make it Ireland. She's like, it's a 10-hour flight for me from Dubai. Yep. I don't want to go. There's the Guinness Factory and there's the Titanic Museum in Belfast. I'd love to go and
Why wouldn't you? There you go.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan.
Well done, Morgan.
That is amazing.
Finally.
I'm very impressed.
The courier delivers.
Finally
You've excelled yourself.
I think they made a movie about that. Courier that finally delivers.
Yeah, they should.
I should.
Yeah, I should.
Forget what it's called.
It's not Australia Post.
The Courier?
The Postman, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe the Courier.
I think it's called the Courier.
Transporter?
The Transporter. With who's the shaved head dude?
Jason Statham.
I thought you were going to say Vin Diesel.
All right, we're off for else.
Round one, 2024 versus the Cowboys getting away. Not getting away. Absolutely trouncing the Dolphins. 43 points to 18 after a cheeky halftime field goal.
Could have been more.
Could have been more. Should have been more. Also could have been less.
Should have been a drinky at least more.
Yeah, could have been less. We'll get to that.
And I felt him more.
A double for Zachy Labor.
My man.
Kind of a double. Tommy Dearden, Jeremiah Nanai, Kyle Felt. Should have been a double for Felty.
Yeah.
Murray Talangi and Helam Lukey. Just everybody. Just a score fest. And 7 from 7 from Val.
Sharpshooter.
Pew pew.
Yeah. The hitman's finishing manoeuvre. Sharpshooter.
Like I said, a Chad Townsend field goal in the 39th minute. I thought it was pretty close to 40 metres out. It was almost a two-pointer.
Oh, was it? No, I thought it was like only 30 anyway.
I thought it was pretty close.
It was nowhere near the red line.
You don't think so? No. I don't know.
I think it was on the 30.
I dispute that. Poor old Suncorp Stadium. Yeah, poor old
Get Suncorp. It up on the big screen, Wilkes.
Yeah, poor old Suncorp Stadium. I think it was a good 50-50 distribution of crowd from cheering and the booing, seemed to be. I don't know, was anyone there? None of us, but I'm None just asking our listeners.
Yeah, well, right in.
Let us know. The Dolphins getting over with the ex-Broncos, Thomas Flegler, Jack Bostock and Josh Kerr scoring for them, and three from three from Jermaine Sarko.
Bit alarming, Josh Kerr going over. That was pretty flimsy.
Easy.
I don't know if too many teams would have stopped him. It was
Yeah, true.
It was definitely a missed tackle. I think, I can't remember who, someone misread it. It might have been Nanai, actually. And if he was there, it might have, they might have stopped him. But, I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, he was only a couple of metres out.
And it was, but, yeah, like you say, but goal line defence, I think, overall was...
Hang on, Cole's ringing. Do we want to answer this?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
We can snip it out.
Hey, Cole, how are you, mate?
Got caught up.
No, you're all right, buddy. You're just on the pod. We're just recording.
Oh, sorry, man.
So you're live on
the
mic.
You're live. Hello.
Wait, right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Townsville's best North Queensland Cowboys podcast.
Yeah, you know it. Hey, what's the slogan for your pub?
Molly Malone's, if Pete Coventry's not there, we'll have a good night.
Whoa.
Can we cut that as a soundbite?
Yeah.
Get that on a button.
Yes, we can.
Yep.
That's not quite the fact.
Molly Malone's salmonella free for the last 2 weeks.
Hang on, how long ago were we there?
What's that?
1.8.
Hey,
I have to be on the podcast right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah,
we're all here. Night. You don't record on Monday nights.
Yeah, but I'm going to Catherine tomorrow. If you listen, what? You'd understand this.
What are you going to Catherine for?
For work.
We can't believe it either.
Yeah, I'm
I know. There's no electricians in Catherine.
We got the contract on the Tyndall RAF base, so we're doing some upgrades there.
Oh, that's neat to know.
Yeah, that's sort of. That's maybe I've said too much. Yeah.
DOD.
Sorry, Kyle, you know too much now.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll
let you go and enjoy your podcast. Hey, great game on Sunday.
Great game. We're just dissecting that now. Anything you want to add to it?
Boys look fit. Looks like they've been. It's been a great preseason. Who's that guy that scored the first try?
Zachy Labart.
Prediction: he's a future immortal.
Cool.
Lock that in.
Heard it here first.
I think someone else said that at the start of the year to our just quietly.
I don't know about you said immortal.
That's recorded, well, so it's etched in history.
It's etched in. We've got you down as the bold prediction.
Actually, game of two halves. First half, they looked fantastic. Second half, a little bit slower.
Took the foot off the throat, you reckon?
Just a game of two halves, mate.
Fair. Would you say 40 minutes each?
All right, I'll let you go. All right, I'll delete this whole bit.
I'll talk to you up later on. I've got to talk to you about something coming up.
Can we get some crumb steaks?
I'm going a bit early tonight. I've got a skin cancer check.
Yeah, no, I'll call...
I keep forgetting this is on a podcast, but I've got a skin cancer check tomorrow. So.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for wishing me luck for my skin cancer
check.
Yeah,
look, you're going to hit it out of the ballpark. You always sound smart. You'll be safe.
It's a game of two halves.
All right. Talk to you.
See you, bud.
See ya.
Good night. We love you.
See you, Cole. He's a legend. He's such a legend.
And that was Colin, the owner of Molly Malone's.
Yes.
Part owner.
Proprietor, right?
Yeah. As he said, game of two halves.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, we basically reviewed it.
So.
Yeah, on to the next.
I don't know if you noticed, but Jason Tamalolo did not play many minutes.
I did notice that because he was my man of the match prediction.
He was.
Doesn't quite help when you're only on the field for 21. But then listen to Toddy's press conference. He said, we're always getting him back out there, but the scoreboard was like, no, it's early in the season. We'll have him fresh for next week.
Yeah,
well, that's right. 6 day turnaround. There's no point thrashing him.
That's fair.
When you're that far ahead. And Granville was holding up his end for what he was doing.
Plus the bench and everyone else was playing their part where you didn't need a...
No, we didn't need to flog ourselves out in round one. No.
Yeah, we were cruising.
Not at all.
We were cruising.
So, and yeah, hence game of two halves. The guys were a little bit gassed in the second half, I think.
The defence was definitely weaker. There was a few missed tackles more than in the first half. And they snuck one in there pretty cheaply.
Indeed. Found Griffin Neame had a head injury assessment as well, which I didn't even see during the game, but I heard about it afterwards.
I don't recall seeing him go off for one. I saw Lukey go off.
Lukey definitely, but apparently Neame did as well, so that sort of helped with Granville being, that's why Granville played so long.
Yeah.
Could have been at Caxton Street afterwards.
Could have been that too, yeah. Yeah, Valentine taking hit-ups with speed coming from the neighbour's back fence.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pistol. Yeah. That's a good update. I can tell when you've done updates in the run sheet.
I got a ring to him.
How do you know that wasn't Morganville or Cat? Why do you always look at me when that happens?
It's got your – there's a certain vernacular. Cadence to it.
Well, he was. For a centre, he was going in there looking for forwards work and taking it on, like just – instead of trudging it, he'd hit the ball with speed.
He'd hit the other players with speed. He doesn't slow down. He doesn't rotate into the tackles or anything. He just barrels in straight head first. Yeah. I think it's the old NFL in him.
Could be.
But with that, we got fast. We got good roll the play on. Because like, he'd do a hit up and then straight up, Talangi would come in, dummy half. And this is on the 50-metre line. You're going, oh, boys.
We've got the young guys up.
I'm just looking up the average play the ball speed. We were 3.07 seconds.
Quick.
Compared to 3.16 for the Dolphins.
Slow. Zippy.
So, and normally our play the ball, average play the ball speed's not that quick compared to the other team.
Yeah.
Or have, certainly last year. Year before we were better.
You were saying before that Zaki Laybutt scored a double and one of them was dubious. What makes you think it wasn't a penalty try?
Oh, it's not that I don't think it was a penalty try. It's just that I don't think anyone really expected it. Well, no one really expected it. And it was pulled up and we're like, well, what's that for? And when he turned around and blew up, I thought he was blowing up at Nanai.
Yeah, no.
So I know what you think because suddenly you're an expert because you tipped at the top.
I was looking at it and, you know, yeah, you could probably make a case for it should just be a penalty, but he was only – a foot. The ball was, a foot and a half off the ground. He was right there in his breadbasket and just fall to the ground. Like, he was well inside the dead ball line.
A lot of the times, though, the bunker will just go, look, we can't be 100% certain that he could have scored. And you never know with the bunker, and especially when there's a certain ref who was up there for this game, who really should be stood down after this game.
She made some shockers.
There were shockers in both directions.
She made some shockers, but I don't know. Like, if you're... within vicinity, the penalty try ruling is if you're within closeness or proximity of scoring the try, which he was well away from the other Dolphin defender.
He could have done it.
And so he's being tackled off the ball in the in goal with no one else around in a try-scoring motion. That deems penalty try. It's no different to Reece Walsh shoulder charging Tupou the other week.
I was just about to say, Tupou, that should have been a penalty try.
If shoulder charge is an illegal form of contact, and that's the only... If it wasn't in Vegas, if that was round three in Australia, it's a penalty try.
If it wasn't Reece Walsh and the Broncos.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Any other team, any other week, that was a penalty try for two people. Yeah.
So when you look at that, Laybutt is tackled and pushed off the ball like he was going for it, and before he could make a play at it, he's been defended off the ball completely.
Do you think he called it to Nanai? Because Nanai was running as if he was going to score. And then they both sort of went, no, you. No, you. That's how it looked.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway, we got it. And then we got one taken off us anyway.
Yeah, look.
He had a thumb on. Felty, he had a thumb on that.
If you're going to rule that a no try, you can probably rule 50% of tries in the NRL no try.
She also ruled one penalty for hands on the ball. Yeah. Like they slowed down. And the hand was well off and he knocked it on his own knee and dropped it.
Yeah, and the ruling was McIntyre's got hands on the ball, which has caused a slow play the ball in the ruck, forcing Mark Nichols to drop the ball. No.
Nichols put it into his own leg and fumbled.
That's a knock-on every day of the week. You could see the referee, was it Chris Butler?
Yeah.
When he got overruled by a few of those calls, you could see him going, what the... Because it makes him look bad that the bunker's overruling the on-field ref.
Oh, especially.
When really the on-field ref was correct.
Especially when you're overruling with a call like that.
Yeah.
With a bung call.
Five to go. Cowboys have got a scrum, centre of the field. Drinky sweeping out the back, scores. Petey wins his mouldy.
The other...
That's what all comes down to.
Yeah, exactly. The other odd thing for this game, do you see the Dally M's?
I saw the points with it.
Hammer got a point.
Yeah.
That was one of the most shocking games Hammer's played.
Yes.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
It's weird, eh?
Yeah. I don't know how he got that at all. Like, I think he had some decent meters.
I could be wrong because I only briefly saw it today and went, oh, that's odd. But it didn't look like it added up to 12 points.
So Nanai 5.
Yeah.
Labutt 3.
That's 8.
Robson 2.
10.
Hammer 1.
Holmes
1.
Holmes 1. Yeah, righto, 12.
Yeah.
Apparently in the Roosters-Broncos game, there was only 11 points when there should be 12.
Well, that's a problem.
No. Tedesco 5. Mm-hmm. Collins 4.
That's 9.
Radley 2.
11. Okay.
Reynolds 1.
Reynolds got 1. Okay, right.
Yeah. But they... It might have been that originally. They might have missed Reynolds out or something. Yeah, interesting, interesting. And then Annesley had to defend that today. Actually, he wasn't defending the Dally M.
The hammer?
He wasn't defending the Dally M tally. He was just defending. Oh, no, I didn't read the part about the penalties.
Do you think Badger ruled Felty no try to set up theatrics on his home soil this weekend?
I hope so.
I don't mind it.
You know, causes a narrative.
I don't think
Matty Bowen could be in attendance.
I don't think
runs out on the field, gives him a golden football after he scores it.
Oh, news just in: Spencer Lienu banned for 8 games.
That's heavy.
Next available to play in round 10 against the Warriors.
Ouch.
That's a shame.
I'm not touching that one because it's a touchy subject, but. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Made an example of him.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're making sure that everyone is on notice.
Yep.
That won't be tolerated.
3-2-1s from round one. I'm just going to jump straight in and do mine ahead of all of you. That way you've copied me.
Knock it out.
That's a lie.
It is a lie. 3 points to Zach Labutt, not Kyle Labutt.
Copycat.
Okay. Oh, everyone's giving points to Labutt. It's fine. 2 points I gave to Tommy Dearden after revising a few things. I originally wrote down Drinkwater, not really. It's the D's.
Mm.
It's the double D's.
The double D's.
But Tommy Dearden, who was quite dynamic in attack. He seemed to be not free because Chad was definitely freer, not having the captaincy on him, I think.
It's a hair.
He did a few things different. Our fifth tackle options were so much better. But Tommy Dearden, hasn't stopped at all. He's still running through where he needs to and
you know
setting up tries.
How refreshing it is to watch a team instead of just bomb every fifth tackle.
Yeah.
We did a chip and chase. It landed to their try, but it could have easily been a Cowboy try at our end.
Yeah.
We played jungle ball. Let it sink.
Well, we were attacking gaps. You know, like we were actually like attacking the line and carving them up.
Speaking of, 1 point gave to Murray Talangi, who just, I don't know, there was a ball, there was a pass there from Val Holmes.
Yeah, and on the left. That's good.
That teleported from Val Holmes' hand into Murray Talangi's. I don't know how he caught that.
I don't know why they were attacking Talangi because there's no way he gets the ball. I'm thinking, oh, Val sold a dummy here. Oh, hang on, no, Talangi's got the ball.
Yeah. Like I say, teleported. Anyway, that's 3-2-1s. Pistol, go.
I went 3 for Labutt for obvious reasons.
Why?
Superstar, up and coming.
And you saw that I did it, so you copied.
That's well, cool. No. He played a decent game of football.
Indeed.
Speed, agility, defence, something that's been lacking there last season. So,
especially on that right edge.
And also helped...
Sorry, that right centre, not that edge.
Also helped Felty out by being reliable so he didn't have to jam in and be sold out the river.
Also set Felty up for a try.
Yep.
That he did. Good positioning.
Mm.
Nanai for 2, I went. He was a barnstorming back rower. Like, did a lot of little things. Scored a meaty as well, but just also kick chases. He was a lot of off-ball stuff, just toiling.
Mm.
And I went 1 for McIntyre. Came on, played 47 minutes in the middle, head down, bum up, did his job, and basically kept Tamalolo on the bench still.
Yeah, pretty much. I think he's stepped in for Hess. Quite well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So, unfortunate for Hess.
Big shoes.
But Sam McIntyre is a good replacement, I think.
Absolutely.
Very good. Might see more points to him this year.
Morgs. I think we will.
Morgs?
I have gone, rather unsurprisingly, I've also gone Labutt for my 3 points.
Oh, how come?
Remember, I did pick him as man of the year. So, I think we'll be seeing a Labutt up the top of the pops a bit.
We might.
Are you getting behind the Hendo motion of up the butt?
No.
How good was that?
It's okay.
I loved it. That's I thought right. It was brilliant.
I don't know. I might work on my own. Two I've gone Dearden for the same reasons as you, but I've split it here. I've gone Holmes number one. I think he had a real good game and sharp shooting on the boot.
Oh, we could have two banners. You could have up the butt and yeah. I'll have on the homestead.
Yeah.
And we'll have stand side by side.
That works. Yeah, up the butt. Yeah, I like it.
I thought we were changing it to the Hounds of Justice or something about the dogs.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, the Dogs of Justice.
Well, the Hounds of Justice, Lukey, Nanai and Cotter.
Yeah.
Cotter almost scored a try too. He got recalled off him. That would have been all three of them. Exactly. The Hounds of Justice there. The dogs are barking.
Yep. They are.
Rough
woof.
Rough.
All right, Billy, can you throw some points around or?
I'll just try and do it. You don't have to. Head.
Yeah. No. Off the top of your head.
Just make something up.
Well, I'll give 3 points to Kyle Felt.
Or Felty.
Because he should have been even with Matty Bowen for most tries scored for the Cowboys, but.
He was briefly.
He was for a very brief moment in time there, yes.
It actually, they put up the graphic as well on Fox Sports. It had 130, 130 and like 80.
He had it all ready to go.
Yep. And then,
yeah.
Quick, check the team list, Billy.
Yeah, keep talking.
You can just go Laybutt if you need an easy one.
Laybutt's a good one. A solid performer.
Yeah. Okay, number two, Murray Talangi.
Ooh.
Because catching that ball from Holmes was pretty unreal too.
Yeah.
It was just... Yeah, I liked it. And then for one, I'll go Zach Laybutt because that was a mega try right up the middle too. I loved it.
They couldn't stop him, eh?
No. He just went this way, that way, I'm in. See you later.
It's just speed.
And he was keeping... Hicko was keeping him out of the squad, so...
Yeah, ship off Hicko.
What happened there?
Hey, remember we spoke to the guy in England who...
Yeah.
Can we give him a call? How's Hicko doing? Oh, sorry.
No, I don't think we're allowed to. He's probably blacklisted us.
Yeah, no, he's a really good player.
He is.
He's really solid.
Good. No, he's good.
He'll be a good boy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, Hicko.
He was a good guy.
Best of luck.
Good flick dummy too, Blaybutt.
Oh.
Flick pass dummy. Like, that's hard to do.
Sold hammer.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, well, that moves us into round two, up against the Knights at home. Finally at home. I love home games. Well, that would be QCB Stadium this Saturday at 4:30 p.m., a nice mid-afternoon.
Dry track, hopefully.
Oh, I don't know. We've had rain around for quite some time.
Yeah, afternoon rain.
It would be a bit of a muggy affair.
4:30 on Saturday.
Whoosh.
We're recording on Monday night for a change because someone's going to Catherine. But, you know, I think it could clear up between it could go either way.
No, the monsoon's coming down.
Is
yeah,
it?
No, yeah. Saturday's a 50% chance of rain.
No, it's gonna be wet ground. Wet track.
Yeah, the only problem with that is Townsvillians.
We're not good in the
rain. We're a little fickle when it comes to rain.
No, we are bad.
I don't expect a big crowd for this one, unfortunately. The Cowboys currently $1.42.
I'll be there.
And the Knights in 14th spot, not backing up after last year, their little run towards the end of last year.
They started slow last year, though. So
yeah, but you know, you'd think you'd keep the momentum going into round one.
You would think this.
Anyway, they're paying $2.90. We just don't have the team lists at the moment.
I think we can predict, though.
It's going to be pretty much the same.
I'm going to go on a whim because their injury assessment was nil. I'm going to go 1-17 unchanged.
Yeah, Laybutt's still in.
Yeah, of course, Laybutt's still in.
I reckon Holmes is in.
You reckon the same bench?
Dearden's probably in.
I reckon Laybutt gets dropped for Chester.
I reckon Chad's probably in.
Actually, we should be touching wood here because if we might curse. There's plenty of stuff that can happen between here and Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. Or at least even here to tomorrow.
That's right.
When we normally record. Yeah.
Next minute, it's a Toddy Payton mix up, and he's just, oh, I've changed the team entirely.
How young and different does a clean shaven Todd Payton look?
Yeah.
Didn't recognize him.
It's like, who is this
Can't
guy?
Can't call him Ming the Merciless anymore. No.
He has got a big mouth. That goatee and beard hides it, doesn't it? He's got the gap between lip and nose is.
Well, it's all the exercise he gets chomping on the gum.
Yeah, and big smiles on his face as well.
Yeah.
Jeez, struggling tonight.
Do you need some gum?
I couldn't, it wouldn't hurt. Yeah, so the two previous meetings against the Knights, we beat them 18-16 last year, and the year before we beat them 36-16.
There yeah, so it's...
So you'd, so take, you'd take that they might score 16.
So you'd go Cowboys 13-18.
13-18.
Yeah, margin, 13-18.
Ooh, I like it. So you're going to put that in your multi?
No.
Why not?
Because I've already done my multi.
Oh, all right.
It, you can't... There's bugger all markets on a Monday night. You've got to wait till team list before it gets released.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
Go on in blind this time. Maybe this might work for me.
This could be a new strategy, which I'm not against.
Yes, so 4:30 p.m. Saturday, Cowboys versus Knights, QCB. Get on down.
I'll be there.
Will you though?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm a season ticket member. I've moved the seats into the corner where I personally think is the
Did
best
you buy them
stadium.
Off Craig?
Yeah, I've all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, or two. Yeah, I have acquired the tickets and I've relocated the tickets to I consider to be the prime spot.
Fair go.
Yeah, right.
So if anyone sees me, I'll be in the Yonga Ranch shirt, I reckon. I might rep the shirt.
You're going to rep the shirt?
So if anyone sees me, say hi.
Hi.
We'll work something out. If you come up and say hi, we'll look after you.
Yeah. We got new stickers.
We got some stickers. I'll take some stickers.
Yeah, I'll take some stickers.
Yeah.
You know what? On the back of, because I've got them obviously for a season tickets, right? On the back of each chair, I might chuck a sticker.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, it'll be on the range podcast seats, the official seats. What do you reckon about?
Excellent.
Yeah. That's actually got a good ring to it.
See if they last after pink.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, because it'll be blocked off because pink will be down at the end of the stadium.
Oh, you down the video end?
Yeah, I'm down the video end.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm
down where like we normally stand, where the other corner. Where the coffee van is.
Right.
It's prime underneath the coffee van. The great thing about it...
So near the homestead.
Yeah.
Other side.
Near it. But the great thing is, the afternoon games, I'm not looking at the sun.
This is true.
Yeah, so we're shaded. So that's why I moved into that corner there. Mm. Primo spot.
Primo. Primo leg ham.
Yeah, his don is good.
No, that's different.
Not the dot.
We got some Primo magic round seats. I don't know how he scored them, but... I'm hoping they're not a scam.
Did you get them off Marketplace again?
Oh, no.
Actually, just for those players at home, we have arranged to go to Magic Round. We have flights booked, a hotel, and we have tickets. This is a pod record.
No, I don't believe any of that.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
It's out there.
Because last year, we didn't have tickets, a hotel, or seats about 4 days out.
But you had flights.
We had flights.
And nothing else.
And nothing else.
You got flights this time.
We have flights. Flights have been taken care of. Yep, we are going to Magic Round.
Been taken care of. However.
Yeah, do they look reals?
Pete, that's done in paint.
Nah.
That's MS Paint.
You're not going to Magic Round.
They're reals. Mate,
that QR code is a bit rectangle for my liking.
I hope it's not recognizable on the camera.
No, that's a good point too. We were going to Magic Round.
Tipping comp, footytips.com. .au. Pistol, you'll like this.
Yeah, just bear with me. I've got to bring up...
Oh, we do?
I've got to bring up my tips because...
Yeah, all right.
I just got to see how much I got last week. Oh, on top.
You're on top. On a top.
On top. Outright.
Have you screenshot it?
Outright with a very low margin too.
With a very low margin, that helps you and no one else. All right, so... Obviously, I'm distracted now because the Footy Tips website will not let me go to page one to see who's winning the whole thing.
Ah, what?
Which is a shame for you.
What? Well, I can tell you.
Okay, here we go. So I've got.
How's Gary Adams? Hey, oh, what the hell? This is the table's wrong. Petey's on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Gaz, he definitely is. Get used to it, kid.
He's not wrong. Pistol blazing two guns on top for the only time this year. 6 points. Six correct tips. So, cheater. Obviously, you cheated.
Definitely
on that
didn't
one.
Cheat.
Chalky Milk in second place on 5 points. Same margin.
Five. That's cute.
Third place, also on 5 points, Castle Hill Hotboxer. Fourth place, I'll back the Spud.
Yeah.
Also on 5 points. The Cav 97 on five. Cody O'Hara.
The Cav 97. Sean was texting me on the Saturday. Oh, we're the only two that are... undefeated still.
No.
Yeah, well, I've got the Dogs in the next, and he said, I've got Eels.
Pistol Lover 997
is love in that seventh. One.
Rubber the Neem in eighth. Chris North 5 in ninth. And Rocking Horse Road in 10th. We've got Can't Tip for Hit in 13th, Get Your Tips Out in 16th, Pain in De Haas in 18th.
Probably got to go to the second page for you three jabronis.
Fuck Off is in 21st. Kyle Felt Me Up is in 24th. In 25th is In Your Mouth 69. Bag of Python Seed is 28th.
Yep. Who was Python Seed? Is that Corbin?
Bag of Python Seed. What's that? Oh, Pistol. Overall in the NRL.
Out of Australia, the whole thing.
In Australia, 1,077th.
Almost for top 1,000 Australia beat.
That's got to be like a 1% thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll screenshot that for you.
The brother. Pistol Pete is pimping hoes nationwide.
Golf Ball Whacker Guy.
Yep.
Is in 33rd.
Oh. That's cute.
On 3. But a zero margin.
You'll be down my end one day soon. Don't you worry, mate.
Now, as we keep going down here,
you'll soon learn that the back of the bus is cooler.
You should know mine. Yeah. You should see me when you see it.
In 52nd spot is...
Driving the bus.
Is me.
Oh, is that second
page? Oh, you're above me. Where are you?
I'm above you. I'm 46.
Oh, I must have scrolled straight past. Oh, Mal's Pie is number one.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, very good. 3 points.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. Leilua's Driving School is in 55th.
Oh, that's good. That is very good.
That's harsh.
Oh, can we get some? We deserve some.
Golden Point Sucks in 63rd. And Swiss Cowboy, 67th.
Swiss Cowboy, 67th.
Valentine Fly Holmes is one. Luke Henderson is in 70th.
Ha, second page?
Just two. Second page. You just keep scrolling now.
Ha. What about 79, Rob?
Red Hot Richie. Red Hot Richie, who's, was he our inaugural tipping winner.
Down in Sydney.
Is in 73rd spot.
Come and see me if you want some tipping advice.
And in 79th, it's our good friend here, which is, that's getting really
it's not good.
Mushy.
We brought it out.
We did not think this through. Is currently now in 79th.
Yeah, well.
So whoever's back in the potato.
And he will stay there.
Yeah. Semi Valamy, 81st. Lay Butter Me Up, 82nd. 2012 Ben Barber is in 85th. Oh, my God. Dearden's Nut in 91st. Well done. I like it.
I think Leilua Driving School, he's won a sticker.
Without a doubt. That's the best one so far, I think. Leilua's Driving School. Well done.
That's amazing.
Just want to call out the bottom of the table, and he will listen to this tomorrow or in the next couple of days anyway. Bottom of the tipping ladder currently in 114th position is Hawk for Life.
Is he really? Suck a dead dingo's dong, a Hawkey.
1 point with an 18 margin. Okay, I'll give him equal last with Clicker, who is currently 113th. I think they've ranked that by alphabetical there. He's also on 1 point.
One point.
And I believe he
dismal.
He tipped the Cowboys.
Absolutely dismal.
So that's the Cowboys got him out of a duck.
Take a mirror to bed and wake up to yourself, Hawk.
Now, Cody O'Hara tipped the Dolphins. Who else tipped the Dolphins? I'll call them all out here. Bailey, Mendy, Kay. Cows are trash in 54th.
Cows are trash, and they're listening to a podcast about the cows.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? Okay, fair enough. Harry NQ and Red Hot Richie tipped the Dolphins.
Serves himself right.
So did the potato, but we all know what happened there. All right, as we move into round two.
I'm on here.
Actually, we'll have a quick look at the ranch subscribers. Pistol Blazer. Oh,
yeah, I think
guns.
I'm on top of that one,
you
too.
You are on top of that one. Old Back the Spud is in second spot. Same again. Rubber the Name, Can't Tip Fit, Get Your Tips Out. Algon Troppo in sixth spot. Camo 99 in eighth. And, well done.
Speaking of Camo, you give Morgan Curry about these gifts. There's been some homebrew spirits Camo made us that are in your cupboard still for 2 years.
They have been, actually. They're sitting up the back of the cupboard. I forgot about them.
Isn't they're just funny. Getting better.
Imagine having a aging. Bit of Camo homemade whiskey in that this Titanic
nice.
Cup
that would
right
be nice.
Now.
You rid of Camo in your mug. What? Said that completely without any. So, all right, okay. So, round two. And the first game is on... Why does that say Sunday, 3rd of March? Because that's round one. What is going on here? Tipping comp website. It's Thursday, the 14th of March. Man, just scrap that whole bit and start again. 7 p.m., Suncorp Stadium. What a surprise, but it's Thursday. Broncos, $1.44. Rabbits, $2.80. Oh, we can't have yours until we do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it doesn't matter because we just spin it.
I've already got mine in.
You've already got yours in?
Yeah.
All right, go. Rabbits, Broncos.
Rabbits by 10.
Rabbits by 10. Okay.
Yep.
Bill?
I got Bronx by 8.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That hurts. Morgs?
Bronx at home.
Yeah, I'm going Bronx by 10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'm going Bronx by 4.
Just balance us out.
Yeah, that just dripped on me.
Yeah, potato juice.
Potato juice.
Pretty.
All right, so the potato is going to go. So what do we go? Broncos, my way. Rabbits, your way?
Home away. Morgs is away.
Oh, Broncos.
Yes.
And they take a zero margin because that's
the shit out of this spud.
Well, currently you are. Friday the 15th, 5 p.m., PointsBet Stadium. Sharks, $1.35. Bulldogs, $3.20.
I've gone the Dogs.
See, there's no pressure now, is there?
Nah.
Nah, not
I've
at all.
I've gone the Dogs. Hey, look, I've been up the top. It's
been there, done that.
Not all it's
been
cracked
there,
up to be.
Been there, done that. Yeah. I don't see what the big hype is about.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'd rather be down on third class with Jack and Rose drinking Titanic Cup whiskey.
You will be soon. Don't worry about it.
I've gone the Sharks.
Going the Sharks. Very good, Morgs.
Sharks by landslide.
Same. Going the Sharks as well. And the potato. Oh, potatoes going the Doggies.
Yeah, good work, Tatey.
Bad for the potato.
7:05 p.m. Blue Bet Stadium. The Panthers, $1.40. Eels, $2.95.
Ooh.
Battle of the West. I've gone para.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moses may be out, which might cruel me a little bit, but I don't know. Penrith didn't even fire a shot against the Storm.
Didn't look great, did they?
0 points.
They'll come back hard.
But it's the Storm week one.
Yep. Yeah. The streak, the Undertaker streak.
It is undefeated.
Which you went against him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Battle of the West. Para always get up for this game.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Other than the grand final, they've beaten them something like 4 out of 5 times now.
Bill?
Yeah, I've gone Penrith.
Morgs?
Penrith.
Yeah, I'm going Penrith. And the potato.
That got interference.
That's para.
That's para. Definitely para. It's keeping up with you. Saturday the 16th, 2 p.m. GIO Raiders, $1.47. Tigers, $2.70. The Tigers.
I've gone Raiders, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tigers, they've had the bye. They'd be chomping at the bit. They're coming out. But Raiders on a high after Newcastle, coming back home. I've gone the green machine.
Notice the Tigs after round one are in ninth.
Yeah, they'll be on 15th after round two.
15th. Yeah, I reckon that too. Bill?
I've gone the Raiders as well.
Green machine.
Green machine. I'm going the Raiders, and the potato is going...
That's the Raiders.
That's the Raiders. All right.
Damn it.
4:30 p.m. Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Cowboys $1.42. The Knights $2.85.
Cowboys all the way. Can't see a world where they don't win this one.
Up the Cowboys.
Mogs?
Cows, baby.
Going the Cows as well. The potato.
Cows.
Cows.
Thank God.
Hmm.
Pete's getting worried.
No,
potato is pretty good.
I've got a feeling about this. Last week, the potato got bugger all and it was stone cold. Maybe a warmed up Tatey.
It's a little mushy.
Makes it tip better.
Yeah, it's thawing. Yeah, there is a good 2 to 3 mil of thawness.
It's basically perfect for eating.
Stop eyeing it off. I can see you drooling, Pistol. 6:35 at Amy Park on Saturday is the Storm at $1.44 and the Warriors $2.80.
Up the Waz.
Up the Waz.
Up the Waz. Ooh, getting on board them.
All right.
After they lost to your multi last week.
Yep. But so did the Dogs, so they're forgiven.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, I think the Storm are hungry for a win after last week. So.
Yeah, Storm at home.
Storm at home?
Yep.
Agreed. Going to Storm.
No, they won last week.
They're still hungry. They're hungry at home.
I'm going Storm and the potato. Ooh, go on the Waz.
Waz.
Tatey knows things.
You're not going away from
it. At least Tatey knows a few things, I tell you.
Sunday the 17th, 3:05, Four Pines Park. Manly are $2. Roosters are $1.80. Oh, flip of the coin.
Yeah, I've gone Manly in this one at Four Pines.
You reckon?
Sundiavo, yep.
Hmm, very interesting. Billy?
Yeah, I got the Manly as well. It's probably going to be a big year for them, I reckon.
Okay, all right.
Well, this will be a close game. I'm going Manly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go Manly as well.
He's only one player, but Spencer's going to be a bit of a out for the Roosters, I think. He came in to replace, was it that bloke with the S name, like Sikiola or...
Sibili or... No, that's...
Shevchenko?
I'm not sure.
No.
Shevchenko, yeah.
Silly Tapua, something like that.
Yeah, right.
I think he came in to bolster those stocks, and with him out now, Jared's going to have to do a lot on his own, and I don't think an ageing Jared can do it.
All right, the potato... It's going the Roosters. Yeah. Well, Toto disagrees. All right, in the last game of the round, 5:15 at KO Stadium. Where it probably should have been last week. Not that it mattered for us. The Dolphins, $1.85. The Dragons, $1.95.
Gone the Red V again.
Red V again, you reckon?
Yep. Double up. They look good against the Tights.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Fins up.
Fins up?
Fins up.
Red V.
Red V.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think... Yeah, I'm going Red V as well. I think momentum from last week, and they're still a new team.
Yeah, I kind think about of. Gilbert, I'm still worried about him.
Yeah, Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm a bit. They might be a bit rudderless.
I mean, Dragons under Flanagan.
Tailless.
They've still got that sort of, that early thing. And like Dragons do at the start of every season, they're fine until round 10 or so.
Yeah,
and
then
they
wheels fall off.
As long as Ben Hunt has a good game, I don't mind.
Yeah. Did you see he dropped... Yeah. Dropped a bomb. And I think it was Ganane. He's like, oh, shades of 2015.
God, he must really go through the dark.
Cursed for life.
Dark periods.
I think he probably does. And the potato is going to go. Oh, Dragons.
Draggies.
That's just on the Dragons there.
We need to put this thing back in the deep freeze pronto.
We do.
Yeah.
You might want to do that for us. Morgs, the Titans have the bye this round. Yeah, so if you want to join in, head on over to
touch it.
footytips.com.au and you can join in the fun.
Stay away from those ice creams while you're there as well. They're not for shares.
Oh, ooh. Is he all right? I think he got a little excited.
Yeah, the gremlin got him.
Oh, that's all right. Supercoach.
Super coach.
The coach of the super team. And, all right, so the teams now, we've got 22 teams in the league currently.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of that table is 997 points. Goes to Big Willie Mike Hunt.
Big Willie Mike Hunt.
On 994 points, 5 points ahead of our own Billy. The Oak Valley Chooks are 989. Good start to the season by these guys.
It was definitely a bit concerning watching every other game, and then I had to wait till the very end to have most of my Cowboys players and my Dolphins as well to have a game so I could actually earn some points.
Like, you've got Talangi, Nanai, Felt, Dearden, Robson, Lukey, McLean, Neem, Finifuiaki, Drinkwater, and Cotter, and then you've on the bench you had Granville, Chester, and McKaylee.
I did have Jake Clifford too, but I swapped him out.
Bloody hell. Plus you had Flegler and Lemuelu.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. That's and yeah, two Broncos. Boo.
I just go for the names that I know.
Yeah, fair enough. Carrigan and Reynolds.
I don't know enough about footy.
Punch-on's in your team.
Yeah.
No, that's real good. So 22 teams in the squad. I'm in 11th.
Yeah, where's the Hounds of Justice?
The Hounds of Justice are 13th, 857 points.
Jesus, did take a fall.
You're about 14 shy of me there.
I was going good there.
Did you sign up to this yet, Morgan? No? It's a bit like the parcel arriving. It's not going to happen for 2 years.
I'll jump in halfway through.
But when it does, it's quite a parcel.
Red Hot Richie's in this one as well. We got Drinky for Dally M, NQ Crushers. Keggers is there again from last year. 5-year plan, Callan. Yeah, interesting. I like it. The Piggy Riddells is Harry. And it's shaping up to be some interesting squads there. One good idea, one thing you can do is add any other team beside yours and you can see where other people are, what other people are scoring.
Can
you? Yeah.
Interesting.
So you can see who's in their squad. I don't think you can do it during game day, but I think you can do it afterwards.
Yeah, I think once the round's over, you can have a squiz.
Yeah.
Then once the first game goes, it gets all locked down.
Yeah, right. Very interesting indeed. So you can grab the guy at the top. That is Big Willie and Mike Hunt. And see who their captain is. It's Kalen Ponga.
Oh, right.
Who scored 100 with the doubling. I had Scotty Drinkwater. A lot of people had Scotty Drinkwater.
Yeah, I had the drink.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a relatively quiet game. So anyway, that's Supercoach. We'll see how that goes throughout the year.
Yes, we're back again for another instalment of this great segment of lining up early, taking home some cash, all thanks to Fusion Networks for your internet and data providing needs, for any glitches with your switches, for any IT general related topics. Hit up my mate Man Morgs at Fusion Networks. He'll sort you out and he'll put a smile on your dial. We are going a simple little eight-legger multi this week.
Simple. Sure.
So we're taking everything at the line, okay? Starting off with Rabbits to beat Broncos with a +7.5 start, Dogs to beat Sharks with a +8.5 start, Eels over Penrith with a +7.5 start, Raiders against the Tigers with a -7.5, so Raiders have to win by 8 or more for those playing at home. Cowboys to beat the Knights with a -7.5, so same diff. Warriors to beat Storm with a +7.5, so if they lose by 4 or whatever, under 7.5, then they still win. Manly with a +1.5 start over Roosters, and Dragons with a +0.5 line. So if it goes to Golden Point, I think it is judged at the 80th minute mark, Dragons will win that one. So power play, that is $223.08, $20 on that's $4,461.67, tax-free cash. Last week's Pistols multi didn't get past round one. In fact, it only had two legs in it, and that was Talangi and Felt in the Cowboys game. However, Pistol's private multi was very close in a few of the ones he's put on, so stick with me. Have a go. Line up, and look, $4,500 for a little lazy 20. It's your magic round paid for, all thanks to Fusion Networks. Like I said, if you've got any issues with your computer, even your battery charger, give Morgs a call. He'll sort you out.
Yeah, I'll look after battery chargers.
And solar.
Inverter, watering system.
Yep.
How's the irrigation?
Maybe none of the above, but definitely IT. Morgan's your man from Fusion Networks.
Can you do solar batteries?
I can hook them up to the Wi-Fi so you can monitor them remotely.
Ooh.
So let me know.
Very good.
Yes.
Can you fix my irrigation so it doesn't leak down the driveway?
That I can't, but I can hook it up to the internet so you can get your sprinklers hacked.
Exactly.
And yeah. Your pop-ups are going all day of a week.
Oh, I should hack into my neighbours and do that.
That would be fun.
I don't know how configurable it is, so make it so it sprays into my yard. Then I don't have to water my yard.
That's smart, actually.
We'll use my water.
We'll investigate that.
Use their water.
Yeah, that's way better.
If you saw my neighbours' yards, they don't need watering.
You could probably just run a pipe, just do a little bypass pipe.
Probably be easier.
Do it at night. I don't know.
I know where their sprinklers are. They're right next to my property. I'll just tap into those.
Yeah, just tap in. Yeah.
Except they never run those sprinklers.
So they're not listeners, are they?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
One house is vacant, so.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I've been tapping into that house.
Yeah.
I do just want to add on to that Pistols multi-segment that since it's a Monday night and team list isn't out, I will be having a little tempt of Satan with Felty to score a hat trick this week.
A hattie. I reckon at least two.
To break the record and...
It's two to break the record.
Two to break the record, but I think it's going to be a field day with a drink water left to right on his side.
Okay. So, oh, he nearly did one the other... Mm. It just got touched.
Yep. That could be a thing because the boys might be looking for him.
The boys may be looking for a Felty Hattie. He's probably going to be paying anywhere from 17s to 21s, I reckon.
Yeah, it's good value. Yeah, I'll do that too.
Little couple on that.
Yep.
The only problem is the Knights are going to be looking for it as well.
Yeah, but it's easy to look for it. It's hard to defend it.
Well,
you can't defend against Felty.
No.
He's indefensible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He's like Unicron.
Yeah.
Unicron. I just had a look at the Molly Malone's What's On for the week. They've got acoustic sessions every Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how current this is. I'm hoping it's current. I hope Cole keeps this up to date.
They usually do every second Tuesday with that ties in with Crumb Steak Night is open mic music night. So
ooh.
If you're a bit of a muso, take your guitar down or your keyboard or whatever instrument that you want, and you I think you get a certain time, like you might only have one song to play. Or
can I take a hammered dulcimer?
You could take a hammered dulcimer, absolutely, or a Fosterphone.
Open mic comedy night is every second Thursday.
It is.
Irish jam session in the courtyard every second Saturday of the month.
Yep.
Live music every Friday and Saturday.
That'd be this Saturday.
Yeah, that is true.
No, it won't be. That was last Saturday. I think
it would be. Oh, you're right. Just the one just gone. Every Wednesday, 6 till 9, is a $20 beer and burger.
Yeah, good burgers too.
That's not bad considering, like, how big a beer is it? A schooner?
Skewy.
Like, a skewy these days is, what, $8 or $9?
Mm.
Or more?
Pending.
Hey?
Pending where you go.
Oh, pending where you go, yeah, all right. Trivia night, Thursday, 7 p.m. Irish Fever is every second Saturday of the month as well. It goes with the Irish Jam session,
yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah, right. Bandyoki, live rock karaoke experience, 9 p.m. till late.
Oh, is that this Saturday they're doing Bandyoki?
Oh, I don't know. It just says sign up on the night. It hasn't got a thing there. Anyway.
Also, St. Paddy's Day is on Sunday the 17th, so this weekend. And I'm pretty sure that they'll be doing a weekend extravaganza of Paddy's Day promos, giveaways, and fun times to be had. So and
you might want to take Monday off.
Rally your troops and go drink some pints.
Molly Malone's, indeed. Playlist.
Yes.
It's getting some good plays, I'm told. All right, Morgan, what do you got?
All right, so I've gone a bit of a one from left field. I've gone a local lad who's a rapper.
Okay.
He's going to be spinning the deck soon at the JSU Uni Club.
Careful how you say that.
Name is Johnny Rowe. That's his DJ name.
Okay.
Name is John Robotham, and he was an NRL player.
Yeah.
And he has some real good Aussie hip-hop out. So I've got a song by Johnny Rowe called Scars, which is a pretty deep song if you listen to the lyrics. It's all about his NRL career and the injuries and the surgery and the trial and tribulation of playing the game we love. Fantastic. That's him.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't play him on that.
Really good song. I saw him live. Must have been like 10 years ago plus at the Strand Fitness when it was before, after the playpen, it was something. Had some sort of name.
Bombay Rock,
something like that. Yeah, I saw him live, and he was really good. Jacked.
After the playpen.
Yeah, I was too young for playpen.
Were you?
Yeah, but it was something. It was something. Club, no, not Millennium. It was something. You know, I saw him there once and never forgot it. Really good.
I camped next to Johnny Robotham at Rolling Stone.
You would have.
The first time I went camping, I had the buff with me. Mm. We exchanged numbers to get on the pod, and he couldn't make it the following week, and I haven't really reached out to him since.
So I'm not sure where he lives now, but he's in Townsville soon to play at the Uni Club. He's touring with Fundamentals.
Yep.
So we should queue that up.
Yeah.
Let's get on to it. Yeah. Because I would love to hear from him, his story.
Yeah,
Sounds amazing, yeah.
He's current high lad.
He is. Yep, KSHS, represent.
All right, Billy, what do you got?
Went to Town High. You did.
No, I didn't.
Where did you go? I thought you were Town High with Shuby.
So moving on. Are you guys done?
Oh, yeah. you live near Town High.
I live near Town High, but I didn't go to Town High. No,
because you live near there, I thought that's where you went.
No, because when I was in high school, I lived in Belgian Gardens. It was only after I graduated that I moved to near Town High.
So you went to Grammar, you cash Chuck and Richard. All
right. Yeah,
Billy, what's your song?
Yeah, so I've got Shooting Stars by the Bag Raiders.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, straight out of 2011, I think it was.
Yeah?
I remember having this on a CD in my paddock car and just thrashing it around the paddock, just listening to this.
I know this song more from memes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Things like there's one, there's a Sharks player dives.
Yeah.
You just told that. They've got him taken off. Flying through the air. I love that song.
Yeah, it's when he missed the tackle, missed the huddle at the end. He just went straight out. Was it?
That was Woodsy. But there's another one.
I've seen one of Aaron Woods as well. Then.
There's that Aaron Woods one, but there's another one of a Sharks player. He goes to do a tackle and they've just clipped him out and they've got to fly across things. Yeah. That song or that tune, riff, whatever, has been clipped for a song that's come out recently too.
Oh, it'd be like a remix or something like
that. Yeah. It's like some current.
Oh, it's the new thing. They just grab an old song. Mm. It doesn't even have to be that old, only like 10 years old, and then they just remix it and everyone thinks that they made the song and it's just like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how you do it now. Unless you're, you know, Taylor Swift.
Or Johnny Rowe.
Yeah, she's OG.
Or Johnny Rowe.
Yeah. They're the OGs.
I'm just saying, yeah, yeah. Taylor, because, you know, you went to Taylor and she's very, like,
oh, look,
in the news.
I'm number one Swiftie.
Well, she's a singer, songwriter.
She's
too.
Fantastic. So,
yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Cool. Pistol.
I've gone a bit of a Aussie banger, yeah. In Excess, Beautiful Girl. Just like Taylor is a beautiful girl.
Is that right? Is that how we link things in now?
We link
oh, he's got
in.
The light guy. How quick did you get that?
Beautiful girl. Stay with me.
Stay with me.
It'll be interesting to see how much we actually get demonetized from putting these clips in this week.
I was looking at it yesterday or the day before, and I think it's just, it's no demonetization. It's just that whoever owns the rights to The Good, Bad, The Ugly is not a fan of Russia. So if you play their stuff, they block the
right
the Russian thing. Like, it's the studio that blocks the Russia thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's not actually, yeah. So I think it's just, zip, no one can watch you in Russia. They have to use a VPN.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
That's a shame. All right, I'm going to go a little bit of Mental as Anything. The nips are getting bigger.
Yeah, good song.
It's funny, yeah. Oh. Sit down, listen to the, you know, read the lyrics, and the nips. It means like a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not like your nips are getting bigger.
They should play about down at Molly's.
Indeed. I don't think but Cole.
They have a responsible service of alcohol.
Yeah.
Of course.
Obviously, I don't think Cole would approve.
Hit the bottom line a bit.
The nips are being standard. Well, yeah.
Oh, no. Very good. All right. Well, get on over the playlist and have a listen. Should go well.
Some good tracks. Yeah. I like it because it's not just what you would listen. It's everyone else has got an input.
That's right.
Been over the few of the playlists in the past. They're pretty decent.
They are pretty decent. On the Ranch NQ. At On The Ranch NQ, Instagram, Facebook, all the socials. Well, not all of them. Just Instagram and Facebook, but anyway.
All the socials.
All the socials.
And YouTube.
And YouTube, that's right.
Yeah.
And well YouTube. Done, Billy. Thanks for that.
Yeah. You know, it is very difficult to find On The Ranch on YouTube. I'll tell you that.
No, it's very easy to find. Just search On The Ranch NQ.
We'll work on the algorithm. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll
massage the algorithm.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
So if you want to watch this, head over to the tube.
The white tubes.
I didn't realise there was a camera there. What the hell is he looking at? He's like, what the fuck? All right, very good. I'm XIVob on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it this week. Pistols at the On The Spot Facebook page if you want to get a hold of him, yeah. Although you probably know him anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a hard one to try and get one out for the next couple of weeks too.
We'll figure it out.
See how we go.
We'll figure it out.
Are you still doing your couch tip-in thing?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Where are we looking for that?
On the Power 100 website. Yep.
All right, very good. Morgan Holmes.
Too good.
At Morgan Holmes Evans.
Thank you, and good luck, Kyle, for tomorrow, and go for cows.
Thanks, Billy.
No worries.
All right.
Go the cows.
Up the cowboys.
Up the cowboys.